Welcome to the NSH podcast. As part of an ongoing series, we will be having short conversations with the 2023 award and scholarship recipients. In this episode, we will be talking to Thomas Swin, who received the Excellence in Management Award. This award highlights individuals who have shown great leadership in their management role. Thomas has been in the field for almost 20 years, six of those in management. He currently serves as the Chief of Histology in the Department of Veterinary Medicine and Surgery at MD Anderson Cancer Center. Thomas was nominated for this award by his employees. Let's get started. Can you tell us how you initially got into the field of histology?
Yes, I fell into histology by accident. At that time, I was I had a job in the hospital as a patient transportation, which we take patients to a testing area and that sort of stuff. So a friend of mine, also a coworker, is working with me, and he has a part-time job in a histology lab. So he was mentioned. I'm like, what do you do? He said, I work at a histology lab. I say, history? No idea. So we, luckily the local school college has opened up an information session. So we both went and checked it out, and I fell in love with it. And I knew this is my career.
It seems like no one goes into histology intentionally. They always just fall into it.
Yes. Yeah. And I love it. I'll do this to the day I die.
You are currently serving as the Chief of Histology. Can you tell us more about what your role in the lab is and what your day-to-day routine looks like, including how many people you currently manage?
Yes. The day-to-day, it's very simple. In the morning, I'll come in and say hi to everyone in the lab and, start up a conversation. How's your dog doing? How's your cat doing? Make sure everybody's awake. Anyway, and then give off the assignments. I hate to use the word work. So, giving people things to do in the lab, like cutting, microtomy, staining, IHC, special staining, or even digital scan. So everyone has their own work, and I try to create a balance and fair share amount of work. No one's got more work than the other person. And I do have a staff of nine senior histotechnologists.
Great. Your colleagues indicated that as a manager, you always make everyone feel welcome and appreciated. Why do you think this is important? And can you give us some examples of how you implemented this environment in the lab?
Yes. I'll put it this way. Everyone is a guest in our lab, including our staff. It's like you invite someone to your home. You want to make sure they welcome. You want to create an environment warm and friendly, with tranquility. So you come in just not to do a job. You come in to make a difference, help the researcher, and we all have a goal that we hope to cure cancer one day. So have fun while you're at it. Kind of mentality, and we're having fun while we, doing something meaningful.
I love it. And I hear from your colleagues that sometimes you do things like bring breakfast in to show your appreciation.
Oh yes, I think I spoiled them too much. And we have a local bagel shop or a mom and pop's donut shop that they love. So got to the point that all I say donuts and they tell me the flavors. So, and nobody turned out food, especially early in the morning. Sometimes coffee, just to get you going. So that's always start a good day when you come in with food on the table.
Sure, you can't go wrong with food. So I also understand that you are a family man and your colleagues appreciate the fact that you constantly stress the importance of work-life balance. How do you maintain that work-life balance yourself as being the Chief of Histology?
I like to think it's family. Family is first. For me, family come first. I'll give an example. It's we always eat dinner together every night to this day. And I have a 31-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old son with their busy schedule. And we all sit down and eat dinner every night. Sometime I didn't realize I get home late and they all waited for me. So I felt so bad. And I'll tell them, you know, if I was working late, I'll call them ahead. So, you know, y'all can go ahead, save me something for later. Yeah. So we sit at our table and eat and telling jokes and, you know, how's your day went and stuff like that. And sometimes it lasts hour, sometimes hour and a half. But we had a great time every night.
Great. I love the tradition of having family dinner together every night. Can you tell me a little bit more about the summer intern program at MD Anderson?
Yes, our department has started because it's a veterinary medicine. So we have students around our college, even on different state, that interested in a summer intern program. Before they get into the career, they want to do an internship for 12 weeks to 15 weeks that we pay for. So they'll come in, they'll learn everything from start to finish, from the veterinary side to our pathology section, to get them, help them start a career. And we, our lab is an affiliate of the School of Histology from our hospital system. So we do have students rotate on a regular basis for their clinical rotation. And the last thing that lately we were doing for the middle school is, I guess, 12, 14-year-old kids that wants to find out what we do. So this is really interesting stuff. And we always have visitors popping in our lab, but now it's easier with post-COVID. Before, it was really hard for visitors. So now it's a bit easier for other people to drop in to see what we do. And all our staffs are, they are busy, but they take the time to explain what we do. Could we try to, and some of that when we recruit for histology for our career.
And I hear you play a very critical role in helping some of those students get their job right out of school. So I'm sure everyone appreciates that.
Thank you.
So what advice would you give to new managers to ensure that they can get the best out of employees?
I can tell for my part, it's you can still manage with a policy, but as long as you incorporate a little human touch, human side to it, I think it's you blend it in with policy, you still you're gonna do a wonderful job. And we're gonna remember, we're managing human, not robot. So, you know, we do make mistakes sometimes, and we move on from it. You know, it's not. So you have to, human, you have to treat people as human. So I love you do that. And I don't remember my mom, when I was growing up, she always say, treat people like you want to be treated. It's a very simple philosophy, but I use it very effectively.
Very simple, but powerful words. Well, thank you for sharing all of your information with us today and your advice for being a good manager. Is there anything else that you want to share with your fellow histotechs today?
Yeah, find you a mentor. And, that will help you along the way. I remember in college, one of the class, our professor gave us an assignment that we have to call a company CEO and ask them to be a high status friend. So I did call CEO of Chevron, the gas Chevron. It took me almost 2 weeks to get a hold of him. But I finally got through him, and he said, what can I do for you? I said, well, thank you for your time. My professor had an assignment for us that I would like to ask you to be my high status friend. I don't need any money from you. All I need is a good advice from you, professional and personal advice. So we talked a little bit, and I finally went to Starbucks with him one time. Was a great man. And from my last previous job, I had perfect director was my perfect mentor. He taught me a lot. So having a mentor, it's a wonderful thing. They'll help you for your career growth and personal. And I like to think of it as, for me, I have paying forward to the next person. You know, I've been wonderful help, had received all this blessing. So, you know, whoever comes along, I like to pass on. I'm actually grooming someone in my lab right now for the next supervisor position. She's about to graduate with a master's degree and have all the, you know, do I think she has all the necessary requirement personality, you know, problem solving skill to be the next one. So I'm looking out for her. If any opening, you know, in the area, I would like to recommend her. You know, you want to promote, what do you call it? Promotion. You don't want to stay in one place. So anybody expressing that interest, they want to move up, I always love. And even people expect to come back to school, Histo Technology. I'm just all excited. We have a couple of people in the area that was an animal technician that, who wants to go back to school. So I talked to him yesterday and I asked him to come by next week and do a little shadowing to see what we do, to see if they're really interested in that.
Great. It definitely sounds like you're not only an excellent manager, but a huge advocate for histology.
It's not about me. You know, you look at it, you do things for others. So I'm always put them first. It's not about me. We're all here doing a job. As long as you do that, you know, you would do well.
Thomas, thanks for all the great advice on being a good manager, and congratulations on being the recipient of the Excellence in Management Award. Thank you for joining us today, and don't forget to check out some of our other award and scholarship podcasts.